and welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A young lady from Spencer County will represent Kentucky Farm Bureau as the Outstanding Farm Bureau Female Contest winner this year. Madison Goodlett took top honors during the contest at the 100th Annual Farm Bureau meeting in December.
I'm a 17-year-old senior at Spencer County High School, where I have grown up on a commercial beef farm my entire life, raising alfalfa and fescue hay. I've grown up showing Tennessee walking horses, pigs, lambs, and cattle. I'm very heavily involved in my FFA chapter at Spencer County, where I'm the vice president and the regional president for the Capital City region. I love agriculture, and I love to share about it as well.
Goodlett says she's looking forward to sharing the message of agriculture.
I've actually done this contest for 2 years now. I was first runner-up as a sophomore, and then I skipped a year and came back, and it's really just a humbling experience to get to meet new friends and see old friends and just get to communicate my love for agriculture for all of the people around here as well. My goal is to share about the small farms, and I've grown up on a small farm my entire life, and just advocating for being involved, and no matter your involvement in agriculture, everyone can have a play in it as well.
She adds growing up on a farm helps her better educate others about the farm.
I think one of the greatest things that we can do as agriculturists is just tell the stories and our experiences. And growing up on a farm, I've definitely had lots of stories, not all good, but many of them are. And seeing my friends that don't know about agriculture and informing them, it makes them interested and makes them ask questions. And I think as farmers, as producers, and as agriculturists, that's the one thing we can do is just advocate and be a voice.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The Outstanding Farm Bureau Youth Contest consists of two parts, an interview with the judges, and a speech on stage during the annual meeting. We now share a portion of Madison Goodlett's remarks.
I can remember asking for toy trucks and tractors, barnyard playsets, and farm animal figurines, while my friends asked for the new Barbie dream house. From that point on, I knew I had found a passion and a purpose to advocate for our women in agriculture and encourage girls of all ages to get their hands dirty and be involved in the farming industry. Currently in the state of Kentucky, we are home to 31,419 female farmers, making up nearly 28% of our total farming population and establishing nearly $250 million of economic impact. From the classroom to the bean fields to the stockyards to the White House, women in agriculture are making a difference.
And that's today's edition from Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.